All right, let me jump on into the daily monologue, the right side way. You just heard me say about the left unraveling. Well, let me talk about this from a broader perspective. So yesterday, the lovely Charlene pointed out a morning devotional that we both read at times. Dutch Sheets is a pastor, but he also speaks to culture very plainly. He's not afraid to say what he believes, and he's not afraid to talk about things from a political or a social or a cultural perspective with the entire representation made around his faith. His daily online devotional is called Give Him 15, and yesterday he wrote about what he calls the Great Unraveling. It struck a chord with me because I believe we're watching it in real time. The progressive left and its assault on our nation, our morals, our values and traditions, the assault on the very character of our nation, I think it's finally being unraveled. The left is suddenly in complete disarray, but the interesting thing is it comes from the top down. I mean, the left always overplays its hand, but more often than not, we see it from the bottom up. The leftist elites, they usually smile and wink from the security of their left-wing towers as the grassroots minions of the left slash and burn. But right now we're watching as the upper tier of the progressive left goes into panic mode, and they seem to have no plan for what to do. It's as if somebody pulled on the end of a thread and the whole ball of yarn began to unravel. Why? I'd say because what has been hidden is now fully seen and people are tired of it. So let me ask you this. How many movies can you name about people who were being bullied or beaten down or having their lives oppressed, and then those people decided enough was enough, they began to fight back? I can think of several movies like that. Sometimes they're the one-man stories, like Charles Bronson in Death Wish or Thomas Jane's version of the anti-hero Punisher. And even the whole Batman franchise, if you get down to it, is built on the idea of one man having had enough. But then there's the movies that depict a whole community having enough of being pushed around, and they decide as a whole to take a stand. Take a stand and fight back, even though fighting is not in their nature per se. Reluctant heroes. They just do it because they're just tired of being tired. The two movies about communities banding together that come to my mind immediately are two of my favorite modern classics. Open Range with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall, and the remake of The Magnificent Seven with Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt. All four of them are some of my favorite actors. In both of those flicks, a whole town is living under the thumb of the big money oppressors who are not afraid to push them around, abuse their good natures, disturb their peace, and even kill their people. Classic scene from the movie Open Range has Duvall's character, whose name was Boss Spearman, staring down the corrupt lawman who had allowed his men to be beaten up and killed and said, here's his quote, "A man's got a right to protect his property and his life, and we ain't letting no rancher or his lawman take either." Townsfolk looked on, scared, but they were in agreement. In the epic fight that happened at the end of that movie, Costner and Duvall's character were not standing alone as the whole town rallied around them. But perhaps the best of the two, though, was The Magnificent Seven. The Magnificent Seven, in which Denzel Washington plays Sam Chisholm, a duly sworn warrant officer from Wichita, Kansas, and a licensed peace officer in Arkansas, Indian Territories, Nebraska, and seven other states, which he announces quite often. In that storyline, the whole town was tired of being tired, but they had no idea what to do about it, so they pulled together their resources, and they hired good men who were willing to get rough on their behalf. But they didn't just hire other men. If you know the story, then you also know that once the seven men came, they told the townsfolk that they were not going to go it alone. It was their town. They would need to fight too. So they trained and they prepared and they took back their town. Look, it's not a new storyline, though. The Magnificent Seven was released in 2016, but it was a remake of the original movie that came out in 1960. But the 1960 version was actually a revised version of a Japanese epic film from 1954 called The Seven Samurai. It's a script that's been repeated over and over and over again. And why is that? Because it's a storyline that resonates with audiences every single time. So right now in America, there's an unraveling of the left. They've been clutching and grabbing and clawing at the very fabric of who we are as a people, and there's evidence that the people have had enough. There's been a real trend in recent years in which left-leaning authorities and pundits don't want you to fight back. They don't. I mean, how many times have we watched as the victim becomes the victimized when he or she is simply doing what is considered to be the respectable, maybe even the honorable thing to do? Kyle Rittenhouse, he took several years to get his life back after shooting a man that was trying to shoot him during a riot. Army Sergeant Daniel Perry, he shot an armed rioter in downtown Austin, Texas, when his vehicle was surrounded by protesters and the now-deceased rioter had pointed his AK-47 at him. Daniel Perry, by the way, was sentenced to 25 years for manslaughter until Governor Abbott stepped in last month, and pardoned him. And it's not always a violent encounter. Remember Covington Catholic student teenager Nick Sandman? He was confronted by an activist for daring to have a MAGA hat on. And as that 16-year-old kid stood there and smiled at the activist adult who was trying to bully him, he suddenly found himself being abused by the left-wing media who called him every bigoted name known to man. Nick Sandman sued, and he won. Let's be clear. Everyone agrees that America's not perfect, but by and large, America's good. The goodness of America, it was not built because we let criminals roam free or drag queens groom kids or eco-terrorists block roads or race rioters burn our cities or politicians weaken our military. The goodness of America was built on the fact that we did not allow those things. There's a morality and a sense of fairness and justice that accompanies the notion of America. I would say that we are God-blessed. I would also go so far as to say that America is great. It's great because of what we stood for as much as what we've accomplished. And the unraveling you're watching right now, that's just justice being served on those who chose to try and remake America, the America that we know and love, into something it was never intended to be. We're a nation that celebrates and creates blockbuster movies out of the idea of standing up against bullies and fighting back against criminals. So what are we as Americans to do or say when the left tells us that we are criminals for not agreeing with transgender agendas or systemically racist or that illegal aliens ought to be given amnesty? Well, the answer to those questions depends on whether or not you're a bleeding heart liberal intent on changing our society and morphing us into a culture of sheep, or whether you still believe, which the vast majority of us do, that Boss Spearman was right in Open Range when he said that a man has a right to defend that which he loves and worked for. Well, take heart, my friends. Good people are doing the right thing when evil presents itself. That's not a new story either. I also don't believe that we're going to see the end of such things till Jesus comes back, but I further believe, though, that good people will continue to rise up and make themselves known until he does. The progressive left, they want you to be sheep. They want you to stare at your feet, kick rocks, and just take it. But we're tired of being tired, and we have a voice. And I, for one, am thoroughly enjoying watching the American-hating progressive left become unraveled. More of that, please. So stay in the fight, ruffians. This is just getting started. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you have it. Tired of being tired? Yeah, I think a lot of us are. Truth be told, though, we're watching them unravel from the top down, but we're going to have to fight back from the bottom up. It means every single one of us being involved. It means get her done. And don't take no for an answer. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.